Welcome to the Line Life Podcast. I'm Jeff Postlewaite of T&D World, and today we're bringing you more stories of the grit, courage, and inspirational teamwork that it takes to be a line worker.
Thank you for tuning in to the T&D World Line Life Podcast, produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B. My name is Amy Fishbach, and I'm the head of content for T&D World and also the host of the Line Life Podcast. Before I dive into today's episode, I invite you to become part of our Line Life podcast community by searching for the Line Life podcast in your favorite podcasting app or going to linelife.podbean.com and clicking follow in the top right. We air interview-style episodes on the first and third Fridays of each month and also audio stories in our In Case You Missed It series featuring articles that appeared in our print magazine on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. If you have a comment on this episode or a suggestion for a future guest, please reach out to me. You can email me at afishbach@endeavorb2b.com or reach out to me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Lineman World. I'd love to hear from you. Now let's move on to today's episode. Welcome back to the In Case You Missed It series for the Line Life Podcast. Today, we're featuring an article that appeared in the February 2026 issue of T&D World magazine. One thing we hear a lot about at T&D World and in our communities is the danger of hitting electric utilities that are underground. The article that we had in our February issue was titled Cracking the Code Beneath Our Feet, and it went online as Standardizing Underground Data to Reduce Utility Strike Risk. This article was written by Scott Simmons, and it's narrated by me, Amy Fishbach. Standardizing underground data to reduce utility strike risk. The muddy model is taking the guesswork out of digging for electric utilities worldwide. When a utility crew rolls up to a busy intersection, they're not just cutting into asphalt, they're cutting into uncertainty. Buried beneath the surface might be a century-old water main, a fiber optic line installed last month, or an unmarked power cable that could knock out service to thousands. Every year, these strike incidents cost utilities billions in delays, lawsuits, and emergency repairs, not to mention the risk to worker safety. For decades, engineers have been trying to answer a simple but stubborn question: what exactly is under our feet? A breakthrough is now taking shape. Known as MUDDY, short for Model for Underground Data Definition and Integration, this new framework is giving utilities a common language for underground data. The Open Geospatial Consortium, or OGC, is spearheading this global effort, and experts across the world have shaped its design. MUDDY principles are already being applied in the United Kingdom, or UK's National Underground Asset Register, or NUAR, which is bringing together data from more than 650 utilities and asset owners to reduce excavation risks and improve infrastructure planning. Why this matters to utilities? Utility executives don't need another acronym. They need fewer strikes, faster repairs, and better coordination with other asset owners. That's where MUDDY comes in. Instead of every gas, water, electric, and telecom company keeping their own incompatible maps with each using different terms, formats, and coordinate systems, MUDDY creates an harmonized data model. Think of it as Google Maps for the underground, where all pipes and cables are described in the same way and displayed in the same frame of reference. The payoff is straightforward: safety, fewer worker injuries from unmarked lines, reliability, reduced outages from accidental strikes, efficiency, crews spend less time reconciling conflicting maps and more time fixing problems. Cost savings, avoiding surprise encounters with hidden infrastructure prevents multi-million dollar overruns. As Chris Popplestone, senior data scientist at Ordnance Survey, explains, the harmonized data model is that central target into which all the source infrastructure data is transformed. The source data comes in all different shapes and sizes, but it all gets transformed to this harmonized model. so utilities don't have to change how they collect data. Muddy takes care of the messy translation, ensuring everyone can work from the same page. Proof in the ground, the NUAR case. The UK has become the world's testbed for this idea. Starting in 2019, the UK Government Digital Service, part of the Department for Science, Innovation and Technology, and previously known as the Geospatial Commission, launched pilots in London and Northeast England. The goal was to prove that hundreds of asset owners could pool the records into a single system built on Muddy principles. It worked. And today, the National Underground Asset Register, or NUAR, is live in public beta with data from more than 300 asset owners, ranging from national-scale utilities and telcos to local authorities. Engineering firm AtkinsRéalis led the national rollout of NUAR as a minimum viable product to test it at scale, while software company OneSpatial has been handling the complex data transformation and ingestion. Ordnance Survey shaped the harmonized NUAR data model, built the underlying data store, and developed the user interface. It now operates NUAR on behalf of the government with a platform fully operational at the end of 2025. The result is that the field staff can now draw a polygon on a digital map where they plan to dig and instantly see every pipe and cable that might be affected, presented in a clear, uniform way, regardless of who owns it. Popplestone, who specializes in geospatial data modeling and harmonization, said the NUAR pilot was based on an earlier version of Muddy. The feedback we got from that pilot has fed into a new iteration of the model, which is now forming the basis of the national rollout, he said. Tackling the messy middle, data chaos. Getting to this point wasn't easy. One of the toughest challenges wasn't technology, it was terminology. The same type of pipe might be described differently by two companies or even the same company in two different regions. A fiber optic line in West Sussex might be recorded in a completely different way than the exact same cable in West Lothian. That's where Muddy's flexibility comes in. Karsten Roensdorf, NUA product manager at Ordnance Survey and co-chair of the OGC Muddy Working Group, put it this way. There is potentially so much variation that we have to be able to make tweaks and add things we haven't come across in other data sets. The data model has to be modular and responsive. Otherwise, it collapses under the weight of expectations. In practice, this means NUAR's excavation profile was built with governance structures that allow new asset types or terms to be added without tearing down the whole system. The model can evolve as new technologies or infrastructure emerge, ensuring it stays relevant for decades. Beyond digging, new horizons for Muddy. While safe excavation was the first use case, the applications go much further. The same harmonized approach could help utilities and governments manage flood risk, track land ownership, or even coordinate climate resistance planning. Anywhere multiple organizations need to pool different data sets into a single reliable view, Muddy offers a template. As Roensdorf explains, voices at the Open Geospatial Consortium that help shape and influence Muddy come from as far and wide as New Zealand, the Netherlands, Belgium, the United States, Canada, and Scotland. That breadth gives Muddy a great chance to succeed globally. For utilities facing cross-border projects, multinational investments, or the rising demands of regulators, that global outlook matters. Why executives should care now? The risks of inaction are high. In the United States alone, the Common Ground Alliance, or CGA, estimates that damages from utility strikes cost around $30 billion each year in direct and indirect expenses, covering everything from emergency repairs to lawsuits, lost productivity, and insurance claims. Some industry studies suggest the broader economic toll may be even higher, potentially exceeding $60 billion annually when factoring in construction delays, private line strikes, and systemic inefficiencies. Regardless of which estimate you choose, the bottom line is clear. The costs are measured in the tens of billions every year. And that's only the financial side. Utility strikes also put lives at risk. Industry data indicates that excavation-related incidents in the United States result in more than 2,000 injuries and about 400 deaths each year. The business case for harmonized underground data, then, is not only about saving money, it's about protecting workers, reducing liability, and preserving public trust. Lessons from NUAR. NUAR offers several takeaways for utilities watching from abroad. Leadership matters. Government digital services played a convening role, but it took engineering leaders like AtkinsRéalis and technology providers like OneSpatial and Ordnance Survey to execute. Start small, scale fast. The initial pilots provided proof, but feedback loops drove the model's refinement. Flexibility is key. No two asset owners describe their systems in the same way. The model has to accommodate differences without breaking. Engagement builds adoption. 650 asset owners didn't sign up overnight. Consistent outreach and collaboration were crucial. The road ahead. As NUAR expands across the UK, interest in MUDDY is growing worldwide. Countries facing fragmented underground infrastructure records from North America to Asia are exploring whether the model could help them avoid the same costly headaches. For utility executives, the hope, says Roendorf, is simple. With the progress MUDDY is making underground, engineers of the future will endure much milder headaches while pondering how to dig up street corners in years to come. For utility executives, the message is clear. The underground is no longer a blind spot. With harmonized data models like MUDDY, the industry finally has a chance to see beneath the surface and act with confidence. Editor's note, Chris Popplestone and Karsten Roensdorf contributed to this article. Now here's a little bit about the author. Scott Simmons is Chief Standards Officer at the Open Geospatial Consortium, or OGC, where he leads the global standards program that enables interoperable geospatial data and services across sectors. He oversees OGC's consensus processes, coordinates with governments and industry, and guides the evolution of OGC standards and profiles used worldwide. This article also included a sidebar. Executive takeaways, why MUDDY matters for utilities. Number one, billions at stake. Utility strikes cost more than $30 billion annually in the United States alone. Some studies place the broader impact at more than $60 billion. Number two, one language underground. MUDDY harmonizes asset data from hundreds of owners into a single trusted view. Number three, proven at scale. The UK's NUAR system is live with 650 asset owners, reducing risks and delays for field crews. Number four, flexible by design. MUDDY is built to adapt to new asset types, regulations, and technologies without breaking the model. Number five, beyond digging. The foundation for disaster response, digital twins, and smarter infrastructure planning can be used worldwide. If you have an idea for a story or would like to contribute an article about how your utility is improving safety or productivity on the job site, or if you're working on an interesting project or using technology in an interesting way, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at afishbach@endeavorb2b.com, or you can also reach out to me on LinkedIn or on Instagram at Lyman World. I'd love to hear from you and put your crew in the spotlight. Also, I'd like to thank Scott for sharing his article with us today, and I hope that all of our listeners stay safe so they can come home to their families every night. Thanks again for listening to the Line Life podcast, and please consider sharing this episode to show the global focus on safety in the field. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Line Life podcast, produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B. Be sure to subscribe or follow the Line Life podcast in your favorite podcasting app so new episodes will be delivered straight to you. For more insights, you can visit our website at tdworld.com/podcasts or linelife.podbean.com. You can also connect with us by following us on Instagram at Lyman World or on Facebook, LinkedIn, or X. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Lyman Life Podcast.